Many times, what causes the fear to get worse is having a lot of time to think about it. The more time you have to think about it, the more time you give wacky thoughts, yucky feelings, time to get in there and make your fears worse.
So with some fears, the best thing to do is give yourself no time to think about it, to just jump in and do it. That's the key, to take away any time you have to think about your fear and make it worse.
Here's a great illustration from our friend who's a dog trainer. He's like our own personal dog whisperer.
Yeah, Juan Carlos likes to call himself the world-famous Puerto Rican dog listener. He's really funny and loves helping dogs work out their problems.
Right, and many times the dogs he's working with have anxiety problems, like this St. Bernard he worked with one time that had a fear of highly polished floors.
Fact is, like with people, no matter how big, smart, strong, or cool you are, you can still be afraid of stuff, even things that seem silly to others.
Yeah, fears can seem a little weird because they're based on wacky thoughts, and it sounds like dogs even have wacky thoughts. So, if I remember correctly, Juan tells the story like this.
Hello, I am Juan Carlos, the world-famous Puerto Rican dog listener. I can handle any dog, even a Saint Bernard that is afraid of tile floors. This dog had a bad experience at a pet store that had tile floors, and ever since then, he won't go anywhere near tile floors. What I needed to get him to do was to take the plunge. That is, to get him over the doorway and into the middle of the floor so that he would see he's okay. So my plan was to take this big, slobbering Saint Bernard by the leash, walk about 50 feet away from my friend's house with the tile floors, turn around and quickly walk towards the house, right through the front door and onto the tile floor before the dog knew what was happening. Once there, we can just sit there and let him see that it's not so bad, you know? And I thought to myself, that's a brilliant idea. No wonder I am called the world famous Puerto Rican dog listener. I amazed myself. So that's what I did. But when we got to the front door, that big Bernard slammed on his brakes so fast that he ended up yanking me by the chain. I almost fell to the ground because that dog stomped so fast. Ay, ay, ay. I pulled and pulled, trying to get him in the door, but he wouldn't move an inch. I looked down at the slobbering, saliva-dripping Saint Bernard and said, "Hey, do you know who I am? I am the world-famous Puerto Rican dog listener. You need to suck up your spit and work with me here, you know?" So I turned him around and went back out to the sidewalk and walked about four houses down the street. Then we turned around and ran back to the door really fast. I did all sorts of crazy things to distract him, making crazy noises, waving my hands, and acting like I was loco, you know? We got to the door moving really fast, and he was so distracted, he didn't even realize he was on the tile floor until about 20 feet into the house. He slammed on his brakes, but this time, it was too late. I had him. He had taken the plunge onto the tile floor. I just held him tight for a minute and let him get used to it. His legs were shaking, and he looked like he'd seen a ghost. It's a good thing it was a tile floor because he was making a puddle with all that slobber coming out of his mouth. You got to love those Saint Bernards. Then I made him walk a little. He walked like a dog with socks on, you know, pulling his feet way up in the air, tiptoeing forward. A slobbering Saint Bernard tiptoeing across the floor, the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was quite a sight. But after about 10 minutes of getting used to it and seeing that he was okay, he walked all around those tile floors. After that, he never had another problem with tile floors. He just needed to take the plunge and see for himself that he would be okay. I am Juan Carlos, the world-famous Puerto Rican dog listener, and there ain't no dog problem too big for me to handle.
That's a great story of what taking the plunge looks like. Just jumping into your fear until you calm yourself down and realize you're fine.
Did you notice how Juan Carlos didn't give the dog any time to think about it? That's the key. Just doing it fast so you don't overthink it.
Now, we would never leash up a kid and drag him or her into his or her fear.
Not even Jordan?
Well...
Hey, be nice.
We're just kidding, bud. Speaking of Jordan, sometimes kids have fear that just comes out of the blue. They don't have to go anywhere. It just happens. In that case, taking the plunge happens right on the spot. But you can do the same thing. Instead of trying to escape, you can invite the anxiety. Just like running into a scary room, you just run into the feeling.
You have to choose to do this. Remember, this works if you make up your mind to do it. And, you know, that's just what I did with my daughter, Lauren. Do you remember the story about her riding the roller coaster in day 2?
Yeah, she was so cute.
I know.
She wanted to take the plunge and do it, to not overthink it, but just get on the ride and ride. Luckily, the lines were very short that day, so we pretty much just walked up and took the plunge.
But she was pretty freaked out after she rode it.
That's right, she was, just like the dog standing on those tile floors. But after a few minutes, she realized she survived it and actually liked it, so she rode it again. Now she loves roller coasters, but she would have never learned to love them unless she took the plunge. Taking the plunge helped her turn her fear into freedom.
That's awesome.
Taking the plunge works with many things, like being separated from your parents, holding an animal you're scared of, like a snake or a rat, or riding a roller coaster.
Taking the plunge usually works better if you have some friends and family around to help you.
That's a great point, Dr. David. Whenever I work with anxious dogs, I have other dogs help the scared dog get through the problem. They show the scared dog that it's all right. There's nothing to be scared of. The other dogs help the anxious dog calm down. And having friends and family around when you face your fear will help you calm down faster, too. When you see they're all right, then you'll be all right, too. I'm Juan Carlos, and I help kids, too.